Blog Talk Radio.
God day and welcome to another episode of Reigning with God. I am your host. I am Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and juiced that you've decided to join me on this day. Now, let me first of all give you an introduction. I am Keith Russell Lee. I am spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. And we have ministries in the Washington, D.C. area and as well as Philadelphia. And each day I come on and I share empowering messages to give you the tools necessary for you to create the life you desire and deserve. My sole purpose, my sole aim in life, my reason for being is to share the gospel of truth to give you the tools that you need that you can live a fulfilled life. Now, also, before I get into today's lesson, as the series I've been dealing with, you have everything you need within. You got everything you need within yourself. I'm going to be talking about the spiritual faculty or the spiritual inner dynamic of power. And most of the time, we don't really think that we have power within us. Now, I want to be dealing with that, but before I do, I want to be able to make an appeal to you right now. I want you to be a faith partner. Now, if these messages have been blessing you, if these messages have been empowering you and giving you some food for thought, please be a partner with us today. Go to the website, krlm.org, and become a partner with us today, all right? And also, can you do me a favor? Can you share this? Because I want to expand. I want this to grow. I want this to bless as many people as it possibly can. And we can only happen when we partner together to share with others, okay? Well, let's get into the series. You have everything you need within. We're coming right off the Thanksgiving break, and thank you for all of the well wishes for Thanksgiving. And before I've been talking about in the series is that this is part 11. You have everything that you need within you. So often, my friend, we look outside of ourselves for things that we already have within. And so when things are happening, we say, oh, God, I need, or we look around and try to find whatever we need, when in actuality, you have everything you need within you. Now, let me expand that somewhat in saying that you are spiritual beings created and made in the likeness and in the image of God, that God has placed his Holy Spirit, which is the full essence of his being, inside of each and every one of us. So with that, we are equipped with everything that we need. A lot of times when we talk about answers to prayers, well, God is not answering my prayer. Why isn't God moving on my behalf? Have you ever been there? Have you ever said that? I know that you probably have. We all have. And the reason why I believe that we don't see God moving on our behalf or things happening in the way that we think they are, God is not listening to me, he's not moving on my behalf, is because he has already given us everything that we need. And if I put it in this way, he's waiting on us. He's waiting on you to do what you need to do, as he has given you everything that you need. Now, we started off talking about faith. Faith. We looked at faith, and we looked at that trusting God and taking God at his word. We have looked at the strength of God and understanding that we have strength and that we aren't powerless, that we can be able to stand and to be able to move forward. We've looked at just last week, we looked at wisdom, right? And we have the wisdom of God. Now, today, I want to deal with this concept of power. Power. Now, let me first of all define what I'm talking about when I'm mentioning power. Power in the Greek, exousia. Exousia. It's to have authority, the power to act by definition. Now, Jesus tells us about we shall have this power, and now that we actually have this power in Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 1, and verse number 8. A very familiar passage of Scripture, particularly if you come from a Pentecostal background, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and he says, these are the words of Jesus. He said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the utmost parts of the world or the earth. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I'm reading from the King James. But you shall receive this power is what I'm focusing on. This exousia, this authority, this ability to act. Wow. And when we place this within context, this power, and of course, and I do want to be at least true to the scriptures as far as proof texting, this is in context of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost being the initiation, if you will, of the Holy Spirit within us. It is the activation of the Holy Spirit. And so, because, you know, we can operate in the Spirit, but guess what? I have not initiated, if I have not really understood it, you know, then guess what? It remains dormant. And so the baptism of the Holy Spirit was an initiation. It was a activation, if you will, of God's Spirit, and it came with a great demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. But nevertheless, with that, it's the key here is that God says, I have given you, Jesus saying, I have given you power. Now, I know in life we oftentimes feel that we are powerless to change situations, powerless to do certain things. You know, when we look at the political landscape, when we look at some of the social things and challenges or medical challenges, or, you know, you can go ahead and name a whole litany list of things that many times we feel powerless over. But Jesus says that you shall receive power and have this power. Now, folks, I want to share this. This power is attached to the Holy Spirit, as I just had shared. And the Holy Spirit lives where? Within you. So you have the authority within you. You have the ability to act within you, that no matter what the challenge may be. You know, I was reflecting as I was in preparation of this. You know, how did David feel? David, little David, the shepherd boy, not the king at this point. But when, you know, Goliath was, you know, kind of just, I mean, killing it. I mean, just powerful and was just terrorizing the children of Israel. And here, this little shepherd boy, how did he feel that he could be able to stand before this great giant? And he believed that he could because he understood that he had the power of God within him. You know, what is it that in Zechariah 4 it says, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. You know, when I understand that it's not my human power, but it's the spiritual power that I'm operating in that gives me the ability to have the authority over the situations. Now, I want you to hear this. See, David just simply operated in the authority that he knew that he had as he stood before Goliath. And he talked about the uncircumcised Philistine, you know, terrorizing the children of God. And he operated within that authority. See, when the woman who had an issue of blood, when she went to Jesus, she was operating in the authority that she knew that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. Wow. And really, every instance of healing, every instance of the power of God starts when we operate in the authority, when we operate in the power of God, knowing that, as in 1 John 4:4, greater is he who dwells within me than he that is in the world. And I want you to hear that again, 1 John 4:4. Greater is he. Greater is he who dwells within me than he that is in the world. See, folks, we have to really begin to understand that God is, and we say the omnis all the time, that he's omniscient, all-knowing, that he's omnipotent, and that omnipotent is all power, not just some power. And if he's omnipotent, which means all power, not some power, he's the Lord God Almighty, not the Lord God some mighty. He's the Lord God Almighty, and he has all power is in his hand. And it's important for us to begin to operate in that and to understand that that power lives within us. I want to share something with you also out of Matthew 28. Matthew, the 28th chapter. And these are all the words of the resurrected Jesus. Resurrected Jesus, that you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. That's in Acts 1:8, as I shared. And then in Matthew 28, he says these words. Matthew 28, he says, in 18, he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All power has been given unto me in heaven and earth. And that power that has been given to him after he had resurrected from the grave, defeated death, hell, and the grave, now he stands. This is all power. Well, guess what, folks? That same power that raised Jesus from the grave, that same power that indeed we can go back to the beginning, the origin of humankind and of life, when God said, let there be, and there was, that same power, that same authority is within you. Matter of fact, even in Acts chapter 1, when he says, I've created and made you in the likeness and in the image, and I've given you authority over the works of my hands, the birds of the air, you know, and we can go on and on and on. And that is the power. Folks, what do you feel powerless over today? Whatever you feel powerless over today, you have the power to overcome. Greater is he that dwells within you than he that is in the world. But you know what? I've discovered something. You know, all these faculties that I've been talking about, you see how they all operate together? Do you see that? Now, first of all, I'm talking about power today, right? Now, if I'm operating in the power of God, I've got to operate within the wisdom of God. If I'm operating in the wisdom of God, then now I've got to operate in the strength and in the faith of God. It's all works together, and all of these things are within you by virtue of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm getting really psyched, jazzed, and juiced. I mean, right now, you might be dealing with a financial issue. I know that I am. You might be dealing with some personal physical issues, health-wise. You know, you may be dealing with family issues. But you know what? Greater is he that dwells inside of you. You don't have to feel powerless. You don't have to feel like you are don't have what it takes, because you have what it takes within you. You know, folks, I've got to stop here today. I'm going to pick this up back tomorrow in part 12. But listen, before I go, in these next few seconds that I've got, go to my website today. Please become a partner with me. So a $58 seed monthly with us, or whatever God puts on your heart to be able to bless us with. It would be appreciated, and we'll use it to the glory of God, and that is a promise. Now, let me share this, folks. You know, share this with someone as well. Bless others with this message. Somebody needs to hear this today, and if you're hearing it, God bless you, that you are able to be able to make it. Well, listen, my time is up, but until tomorrow, live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. This is Keith Russell Lee.